Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning Envy Pro Call. Today is July 10th. I'd like to welcome everybody that is live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to Motor Vitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. Actually, that's exactly the way we'll have to do it. If you are looking, because we completely redid our website. It's still in the process, by the way, so if you're looking for stuff on there. But it looks better, it's cleaner, it's more intuitive, it is launched. It is up and active, but we're still adding stuff to it. So the old archived podcast, the topics are up. If there's one that you're looking for specifically and the link doesn't work, let me know, and I will provide you with that, so that you can go back and listen to them, because they go all the way back like 15 years. So I'm not uploading them all onto the website. They'll have to be sent for somebody who's specifically looking. So with that, I wanted to mention that we do have our next premium install class. Begins, what is that, Michelle? That's August 4th, I believe it is.
4th, yes.
Yep, August 4th. So if you are looking for training on that, then please let us know. We also have a sales class and a standard install class scheduled coming soon as well. So take a look there if you're looking for sales or installer training. Would love to be able to help you out in any way possible. All right. Well, I hope everybody survived the holiday with all of their fingers. Doug from Canada, you probably didn't have too much of an issue with that, I guess, right? Slightly different celebration. I do want to start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, was there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions you might have?
I'm not going to say that this is something new, but one of the problems that occurs is sometimes we just want to talk, and the client's already made up his idea that he wants to purchase, and we keep on going. So I stopped myself. And the sale was made, but I wanted to tell him even more.
You know, that is, man, that's something that that could be a whole topic, but you're absolutely right. We have I've heard one sales trainer say, be willing to accept yes for an answer. You know, like we get stuck so much in wanting to finish our presentation. And I think that happens a lot for people that, you know, that work on the scripts. You know, they memorize the script and they're like, yeah, but there's so much more information to tell you. And you're right. We can't be so worried about continuing what we want to tell them, what we're supposed to tell them, that we forget to hear them say yes. I mean, I have, as a trainer myself, have watched salespeople talk themselves right out of a sale, you know, and basically just continue to talk, and the customer's like, this is frustrating. So, yeah, I think that's two ears, one mouth is something that I always say, you know, two ears, one mouth, be willing to listen. And if you truly are doing a customer-centric presentation and you're asking questions and you're really listening to the answers instead of just memorizing a script, you know, and feeling like you have to complete that entire script in order for your job to be done. That's, you know, that we definitely need to do a customer centric presentation. That's a really good, good observation and good reminder for sure. Thank you. Anybody else? So I wanted to just have a discussion today about renting versus purchasing. Now, it's interesting because when I was in sales way back when, for the company that I started with, I probably ran across, I bet you I had 5 customers ever that rented. Now, we did rent. We had a pretty good rental program out there, but we mostly sold equipment. And I would run across customers. Now, we had financing available, and customers would ask me about renting. And I would always say, you know, people rent for a couple reasons. They want to try it out first to see if it works. Well, we had a money-back guarantee, we had a 90-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked, with the company, which we can talk about at some point, because that was – they got me so many sales, and it was awesome. I mean, nobody – you know, very rarely did anybody – there was only – that I can think of once or twice where somebody – decided they didn't want something in particular. Somebody, I had a customer of mine that had decided they didn't want the reverse osmosis, and we took it out, and they wrote me a letter about how great the experience was when we took it out. And at that, yeah, I lost a sale on that reverse osmosis because of our 90-day money-back guarantee, but, man, I made so many other sales because of that letter. But anyway, I would tell people, you know, people want to try it out first to see if it works. Well, we had a 90-day money-back guarantee. I would some people rented because they wanted the service or the warranty on it. Well, we had the system that we had a 10-year warranty. And so, you know, and if they in the rental and the third reason they rented was because they wanted monthly investments, monthly payments. And our finance system was set up to where basically the financing and the rental payments were pretty close to the exact same. And so I would always tell people, you know, the difference between renting and purchasing is that, you know, in 5 years you own it or 5 years we own it. And if we own it, you continue to pay rent. If you own it, you get to stop making your monthly investment, and you still have 5 more years worth of warranty on it. You know, and so I rarely ever rented equipment. Now, when I left that position and started Motor Vitality and started going out into the world and looking at other dealerships, I ran across a lot of dealerships that were the exact opposite, where they rented almost everything. They rarely ever sold anything. Their entire system was set up as a rental base. You know, they just encouraged it. They paid their salespeople via rental. They you know, everything was done rental. Now, from a business standpoint, I get that. You know, those companies, that recurring income is awesome. I mean, that is, you know, we had just come off of a big recession back then, and the companies that had a solid established rental program, they weathered that recession a lot more effectively than those companies that didn't. You know, because what I've, from a business standpoint, come to understand is that a combination of both is great. So the purchasing, selling equipment. Oh, good morning. So never heard it interrupt there before. That was kind of interesting. So, you know, the renting a system, you know, or having a solid rental program established, that completely threw me. Oh, but purchasing, when people purchase systems, that gives you cash flow. Right. It's easier for a dealership, especially a young dealership that's starting, to put stuff out to purchase, because you buy it from the supplier and you sell it. And, you know, it's, you don't have the equipment there. If you're establishing a rental program from a business standpoint, then, you know, that gets tough to do, because you still have to buy the equipment. And it may be months, or even in some cases years, depending on how your rental program is set up, before you get an ROI, a return on investment for that equipment. So let's say by the time, you know, you buy a piece of equipment and install it, you've got $800 or $900 of cost into installing that equipment. And there are different ways you can offset that. You know, you can certainly charge customer for installation minimally, sometimes, or you know, there are ways that you can sort of offset and lower those initial costs, but still you've got a pretty significant ROI. Now it's beneficial once you get the ROI on that equipment. It's nice. I mean, to have, you know, there are dealers out there that I know that have $50,000, $60,000, $75,000 a month coming in from, or more if that's the way their business is established and set up, and just in recurring revenue. You know, from a business standpoint, that if you've got one of these investment companies that are looking to buy your company, and they're looking at two 40-year-old dealerships, one of them has a pretty solid rental program where, you know, they have a substantial amount of recurring income coming in on rentals and or service programs. And then another company that is just, you know, roughly the same size, but the other company is mostly sells stuff. I can tell you from an investment standpoint, the company that has the recurring revenue, that has the rental program, is going to be worth substantially more than the company that just has 40 years worth of customers that have purchased stuff. Because a lot of those customers that purchase stuff, you know, maybe that equipment broke or they moved or they're not the same people. And just because you have names and addresses doesn't mean that they are still customers. Unless you still have, you know, if they're on service programs or something that demonstrates that they are still active customers. I mean, that's pretty significant. But so there are lots and lots and lots of considerations for renting, for setting up rental programs versus purchase programs. And incidentally, on motivitality.com, if you're ever curious about this, I have a rental calculator. So basically, it's an Excel spreadsheet. You can find this on the tools. It is now free for everybody to go. You can find it on the tools section. It's a rental calculator. So you can put in the equipment and the initial cost and what you want to charge for rent and how many rentals you want to do on your goal to set on a monthly basis. And it will auto-calculate how long it takes before you begin to see an ROI on that. And I even have it set up to where it will calculate over 5 years, you know, what you can expect to be bringing in over, you know, in revenue if you, with a particular piece of equipment. But anyway, what I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about is, you know, with you guys is, what is your perspective? Do you encourage a customer to rent? Why would you encourage them to rent? What would be the benefits to a customer? Or do you encourage them to purchase? How are you set up? What are your, what do you guys like to do, or how do you explain it to your customers? Anybody? Anybody have any thoughts on this?
I'll jump in and say, when I'm talking to my customers about renting or purchasing, I said, take the monthly rental and divide it into the cost, and that's the number of months before you're either at par to what it would have been to purchase, or you're still paying. The other side of that is that if you're with the return, you're usually somewhere between the 5 and 6 years. If that's the case, if you think you're going to be in the house more than 5 years, purchasing makes sense. But if you don't think you'll be here for at least 6 years, rent, because then you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, I used to say something very similar that you just reminded me of that. That's true, because if somebody's going to be in the house for a couple years, yeah, renting might make sense. Absolutely. That gave me an opportunity to talk about the company that we, you know, that I represented had a transferable warranty, and they gave me a chance to say, you know, of course, if you do purchase, you can take it with you and so on and so forth. Although some people did take equipment with them, but most people, I don't think do, you know, it's not something they think of that they could, you know, just grab and take to another house with them. But, But no, you're right. That time of frame, and that makes it a customer-centric decision too, right? That's that leaves it in the customer's, it leaves it in their hands on what they're going to do. That's an excellent way of wording it. Also, it was a great way to find out, you know, are they looking for something that's going to last or something that's going to be, that is just going to work for a couple years or something. And that happens, right? I mean, the truth is, if I were going to be in a house for a couple years, I don't think I would put in a really super expensive system, you know, and maybe they would, right? But that does give you an idea, you know, give you some information on even some other recommendations to make, gives you a chance to find out what their plans are and how long they're going to be in the house. That's a great point. Anybody else? What do you say? What do you recommend? I have seen companies out there that, and I don't know, what you guys do, but I have seen companies out there that with the reverse osmosis in particular, rent was quite a bit different than it was when I was in sales. So the company that I worked with, we had our rental program, but the customers were still responsible for, if it was a softener, they were responsible for putting their own salt in. If it was a reverse osmosis, they were still responsible for the cost of the filters. You know, just any service or anything like that, but they still had to buy their own filters and they had to buy their own salt. I have worked with a lot of clients where their rental program is, you know, what the customer pays in rent is a lot higher, but it includes the cost of filters and annual service and everything. So it incentivizes that customer a little more. They don't have to pay for anything. It's the service and filters and maintenance. And I can kind of understand why a customer might want to do that. You know, it's interesting. We live in a world where almost it's hard to find stuff that you can just buy outright these days. I mean, all of our streaming services, our phone, you know, everything is on this monthly subscription. I mean, we can't, it's almost hard to find stuff where you can just pay a one-time thing, you know, CRMs and programs on the computer. I mean, find a program where you can download the entire thing, you know, it's a one-time purchase and then you own it. You know, I have that with their website. I saw that and it's like, man, I need this plugin. Well, you can't just buy this plugin and have it work. You have to, if you want this plugin, this back end program that allows your website to do things you need it to do, you got to pay. You can't just buy it outright. You got to pay you got to keep paying. And once you stop paying, you know, it doesn't work anymore. That part's super frustrating. I sometimes wish I had the option to purchase stuff. But we live in a world right now where that's commonplace. And I think more than ever, it would make it easier to set something like that up, you know, with customers to just have it. I think customers are familiar with that concept. Well, so who else on here, who rents or sells, you know, more? Does anybody rent more than they sell, or they sell more than they rent? Anybody else have any thoughts on this? Michelle, you're on?
Yes, I was on mute.
Yep. So can I get your perspective, you know, from kind of a homeowner? I mean, because, you know, I know you're in the industry, but you're also, you know, I kind of think of you, I love your perspective as somebody who owns a home and, you know, who considers these things. I mean, what makes more sense to you with some of the stuff that you have around your house? You know, would renting make more sense or purchasing? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well,
as a homeowner?
I have to be honest with you. Maybe it's just the way I was brought up or my own personal philosophy. I always choose to own whenever possible. I don't like to have monthly payments. If I can pay it, I do. If I can own it, I will. I never leased a vehicle in my whole life except for I did a couple of years ago. Circumstances presented itself, and I decided to lease with the intention of then buying a different vehicle when the lease was up, and then the pandemic hit, and I wound up having to buy the vehicle that I was currently leasing, which turned out to be fine in the end. But me personally, I would rather own. But if my circumstances were different and it was important to me to have, which it is, to have good water, and the only thing I could, if I was presented that option and I didn't have the necessary funds to own it, then I think I would certainly rent, because then I could, for a more affordable amount, get what I need and what I want. So I think it bears the, people should offer that, because you never know. Honestly, nobody knows what someone else's situation is, and they may be more inclined to say, hey, you know what, I really want this, but it's a big upfront investment, and I think I'd rather, pay the monthly fee. For them, it would work. So I think everyone should be given the option, bottom line.
Yeah. Has anybody ever run into those customers where they didn't know you could buy it? I think we may start to run into them more often. I have.
Wait. You said you didn't know that they could buy it. You mean you didn't know that they could rent it?
No.
Huh?
It used to be that you would run in quite commonly to people who weren't aware. At least when I was in sales, you'd run into people out there that weren't aware that you could rent them. That there were options for that. In my area, as I said, most of the companies, they just sold. That's what we did. But I have run into those areas where you had one manufacturer, that had just a ton of, maybe a couple different companies out there that just they did most of the equipment in the area, and they mostly only rented. And then you go in and talk to them, and they think that's what you have to do. Especially younger people or people who are living in today's world where, as I said, everything is monthly. There's a lot of stuff out there that we simply do not have the option for buying it. We have to pay a monthly subscription in order to get it, or the purchase is so astronomical in comparison. I mean, I'm thinking about my phone, I mean, we're so used to, they incentivize us to buy these phones on monthly payments, it's just everything seems. And so I think we may run in more and more and more to people out there that aren't even aware that this is something you could purchase, especially if they've, if they've been renting for a long time, they think that's the way you have to do it, especially compared to all the monthly subscription requirements that are out there. I don't know. Has anybody else run into that, or do you think we may start to see that more? Really? So, anyway, well, that's what I had on my rental versus purchase. I think it is a good idea to definitely get signed up with financing, because if somebody is looking for those monthly investments, then having financing as an option, certainly a lot of times there's no money down, and there certainly is an option. There is if anybody listening to this is looking for assistance in setting up a rental, rental program, then I think that would be something I could definitely help with. I've had some experience in helping dealers set that up. So if anybody has any questions about that, please feel free to reach out. As I said, check out some of the resources we have on MotorVitality.com. And if nobody else has any thoughts or comments on that, then I think we can call it a day. So anybody else have any thoughts? All right, then. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, and we will talk to you next week, if not before. Be safe, everybody. Thank you very much.